This is TCS Weekly, Episode 3, covering the week of January 18th. We've got some news, shared knowledge, and demos to go through. First bit of news is a presidential inauguration in Silverlight and Moonlight. That's a post on Channel 9, a video covering the story of how the inauguration was streamed live on CBS sites, as well as the Presidential Inauguration Committee site, all using Silverlight. There's also a neat story in there about how Ben Wagner and the Mono team teamed up to deliver a Moonlight experience at the last second. There's a new version of Kazamo released from Robbie Ingebretson that now supports Silverlight 2. Kazamo is a very useful editing tool that allows you to quickly preview XAML as well as flesh out templates and styles. The neat thing is that now that Silverlight 2 is supported, finally, thanks Robbie, it actually matches the Silverlight 2 Unleashed book by Laurent Bignon, where he actually introduces Silverlight Pad and Kazamo as a great way to get started. So now that we have Silverlight 2 support, it'll be even easier to get started with it. And the last bit of news, it's a slow week, I guess. Not every week can be an awesome week, but this was still good. Carl Shiflet came on Channel 9 to talk about MVVM, as well as announce the MVVM WPF Tour. It's not a fully fleshed out schedule yet, but he's starting off in the San Francisco Bay Area with many requests from other groups to talk about MVVM. MVVM is a WPF design pattern. So it's how you structure your code to really separate the UI from the logic, the code behind. It's definitely worth checking out. Carl has a whole bunch of MVVM resources on his site. Now on to some shared knowledge, some tutorials, and some shared code that we can all benefit from. David Justice released a Silverlight Facebook client-side API. And one of the things that he mentioned is that a lot of people are going the route of creating that bridge between your Silverlight application and Facebook via the server, but he is going a different route, thinking, why not leverage the power of the client-side application and actually go directly from Silverlight? I like what he's done so far, and I hope he continues. After releasing the update to Kazamo, Robbie Ingebretson also shared how he does deep linking in Silverlight. And deep linking is where you link to a specific part in a rich application. He describes it much better in his post, but he shows that there are a few third-party controls available to get this done, as well as how he is now doing it using jQuery, using a history wrapper. jQuery is all the rage these days. Now, one of the most awesome features of WPF that really you start to grok when you get into that enlightenment stage is data binding. There's so much that you can do with data binding. It goes back to the MVVM architecture we were talking about, which really takes advantage of it. But Nathan Zog has posted 6 quick tips on how to really take advantage of data binding, including multi-binding, priority binding, and data validation. This is a good refresher in case you haven't looked at data binding in WPF in a while. And finally, on to some demos. Laura Foy posted a new video on Channel 10 covering a banking Surface application that really shows off the collaborative power of the Surface, showing off that multiple users can look at the same information, you know, where the counselor is explaining the banking plan to you rather than hiding behind the desk and his own screen, flipping it around trying to point it at you. You're both looking at the same screen. You can have a good view as well as interacting with some of the objects. There's a neat part in there where he drops a pamphlet down and just reads the pamphlet. I hope my bank gets one of these. Now, this next demo is keyword jargon filled, so please prepare yourself. Kurt Brockett posted a video of his child playing on an HP TouchSmart using multi-touch in Windows 7 of a WPF application called Baby Smash from Scott Hanselman. Smashing the screen is definitely better than smashing a keyboard, especially when it's at a 45-degree angle. Or maybe that's 70. And now, it's time to explode. Exploding stars are fun, especially when done in Silverlight, by Aaron from Wired Prairie. Thanks, Aaron. With this cool demo, I can change the number of stars, the speed of the stars, the size of the stars, the lifespan of the stars, and the color of the stars. Not only has he provided this enjoyment, but he's also provided the full source code. My name is Adam Kinney, and this has been TCS Weekly. I hope you enjoyed the new blue background.